from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster that's here once again to cool it down, slow it down. I gotta slow it down so you could sleep it out. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And we're able to be here free for you twice a week thanks to the listeners who support the show and the listeners who support these sponsors. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is part of the podcast I need you to hear or remember to listen and think about when your hand hits that fridge tomorrow. It's where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors, used our codes, let the sponsors know about it, or shared on social media, gave the sponsor a call, filled out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. I want to thank Ava, or just in case Eva, let me know, got a Helix Midnight, used our code, let me know about it. Thank you so much for the support, especially these companies that have been behind the show for a few years. Helix, Allform, Apollo, Air Doctor, Relief Band. Please, please, if you support them, let them know about it so we can keep them as sponsors in 2022. And use that form, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. That's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you're in need of extra support right now, use the links in our show notes. There's international resources you could connect with right now. It's also about supporting the members of our community with our actions, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, saying, hey, let me support the members of the community I live in, the communities around the world, the communities around the show, the other people sleepless in the deep, dark night. We're all in this together. There's resources where you could learn more and organizations you could support in our show notes. It's also about supporting other podcasters for me, and that comes down to Sleep Whispers, one of my favorite sleep podcasts, one of my favorite sleep podcasters. That's Sleep Whispers. I want you to open, if you open up your podcast app right now, you're already listening, if you're just chilling in bed right now, and type in Sleep Whispers. Hit subscribe and let me know about it. If you've checked out Sleep Whispers, I want to thank you in next month's Sleepy Supporter Zone. So let me know about it and let Craig and Harris at Sleep Whispers know about it. So if you've checked out Sleep Whispers because you heard about it on Sleep With Me, let us know about it. It's Sleep Whispers in your podcast app of choice. Amazing podcast to whisper you off to sleep. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. who are they? Poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Down or on the website. I am the Mystery Bar. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support dear Scooter on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts. Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget to get those custom sleep phones. The only place you can get them is sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do, or all you can do, if you like, or you know, you could try out doing, is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. And even that, you could do in any order. And I'm going to try to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake. And that could be, you know, things you're thinking about, thoughts, as I call them, on your mind, past, present, future, all of the above, going through your head. It could be feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you related to thoughts or something else or that are just there. And it could be physical sensations. It could also be changes in time, temperature, routine, situation, you know, situations. Here's a situation. Life is not a vacation. Whether your parents, you know, whatever Will Smith wants. Oh, that was a Fresh Prince. Sorry, Fresh Prince. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And what I propose to do, I got this safe place, like I said, set aside. I can send it to you. You could approach it. You could come on in. Whatever you're comfortable with, you could look at it from afar. But I'm going to send it across. Oh, no, the way I'm going to do it. The way I'm going to start it out is sending my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, somewhat soothing, you could say. Soothing to some, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So that means I'm going to, go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. My voice is a little bit different. Not soothing initially. Believe it or not, this is the one podcast that most people don't like when they listen to it the first time. Well, maybe not the only podcast. That Nails on a Chalkboard, I cannot listen to that show. Even I gave it a second and third try. Or that other one, there was this other podcast. Oh, that was a podcast I launched in my imagination, along with this one. Sounds that, you know, that make your teeth feel that way. You know, those sounds you can feel in your teeth and not in a good way. Stop listening to that podcast. Stop making it and listen. It hasn't been released. It gets released whenever it's unpredictable. Sounds your teeth, people's teeth make that make your teeth feel weird. I guess there's probably been studies about that. Sounds you can feel in your teeth really is a thing. Or is it? Or maybe I'm just thinking of sounds that I've heard teeth make that make me similar to chalkboard, similar feeling, not similar sound. Anyway, where was I? I was trying to introduce the podcast to you by saying, yeah, no, most people don't like it. It takes a few tries because why wouldn't you be skeptical, right? You're just tuned into the show to listen to somebody ramble about nothing to put you to sleep. That could be, if you're skeptical or doubtful or even put off, that makes total sense to me. And the only voice I could tell you is that to give it a few tries and see how it goes. That's just what most listeners say. Because I make the show, before I explain all the other stuff, because you deserve a good night's sleep. You're important and your sleep is important. So if I can help you by taking your mind off stuff and keeping you company so you could fall asleep, it would be my honor because I know how it feels. Did not sleep great last night. So I know how it feels there in the deep, dark night. I don't know, if your life's a little bit better tomorrow because you got sleep or you start using the show and it slowly improves, things become more manageable because you're more rested. Or even if we don't get that far, if you just dread bedtime a little bit less, that really means a lot to me. And I know those of you that are regular listeners or that experience that bedtime dread, you know what I mean. If we can turn the volume down, even if it's like one half click at a time, back when things had a knob, that's important, and it really is, if it can help. And if your show doesn't help, if you already say, no chance this show's ever going to help me. I mean, people have said that before, and then now they're regular listeners. But even at any point, if you're looking for something else to put you to sleep, sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thanks or no thank you. There's other sleep podcasts and stuff there. So what else do you need to know about the show if you're new, or what else do you need to be reminded of if you're a regular listener? You're important. That's the most important thing. This is also a podcast you don't really listen to. You can listen, and if you can't sleep or you need a break during the day or in the middle of the night, you just need some company, I'm here to the very end. And that's kind of what works about the show is I'm here the whole time so you don't have to listen to me. You could listen, but you don't need to. There's people that barely listen. There's people that do listen. There's people that just kind of listen. So this isn't a show you so much pay attention to and wait for it to get started. And it's not working at all, and it's already working. Sleep with me, the only podcast that never works all the time. Somebody remind me of that one, too. Sleep With Me, the podcast that never works all the time. It's never working. Sleep With Me, working hard, never working all the time. All the time. So that's kind of the summary of the show. But what else do you need to know? Okay, so yeah, it's a podcast you don't really pay attention to. It also doesn't put you to sleep. But like I said, I'm here to keep you company while you drift off. So those are two things. A few other things you need to know if you're new is the structure of the show and why the show is structured that way. Show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you feel seen and welcomed in. Then there's support for the podcast because my goal is to have the podcast come out twice a week for free. So that supporting the podcast is 100% optional. And then, so there's support. Then there's support for listeners if you need extra support. And then there's the intro. So the support can throw people off, and then the intro can also throw people off. So the intro is about 12 to 10 to 8 to 20 minutes long of me rambling and going on and on and on explaining what the podcast is. But that kind of fits in with the never working all the time, always never working, Sleep With Me podcast. And the reason for that is that the intro eases you into bedtime. So there's no wrong way to use this show. But initially, just kind of see the regular structure of it and then adjust. Now, the intro for a lot of people that listen to the show eases them into bedtime. It's part of their wind down routine. Because at least for me, I can't just get to sleep. It's just never, that's not something that's ever happened for me. So I need a transition period. I guess I never called it that, but that's really what the intro is. It's a transitory period between your day life and your sleeping life. So it gives you some time to unwind. Now you could do a relaxing activity. You could be getting ready for bed, or you could just be listening. But there are people that fall asleep. There's 2% of people that skip the intro. There's about 2,000 people that listen to story-only episodes. So there are other ways to use the show. But it's just designed this way to ease you into bedtime, to slowly wind down and turn that knob down. Now, believe me, if there was an instant way to put you to sleep, I would do that. So that's the intro. Then there's, again, business between the intro and the show that just keeps the show coming out twice a week for free. And then there's the story, and most people fall asleep at some point during the story. And here's, you can also set a sleep timer in your podcast app. And most people set it for either 45 or 60 minutes. There's a few people that set it for 30, or people just listen. And then there's a lot of people that listen all night. I wouldn't say most people that set a sleep timer, but the majority of people don't set a sleep timer. But that's another option. That's the great thing about podcast apps. But so what was I saying? Oh, the intro just goes on and on and on. Oh, then there's sponsors. Then there's the story. Tonight, I'm be honest, like, I don't know if it's going to be, like, you'll know from the title, it'll be either be a North Pole train tour or a Great British Bake Off episode. I think it's a Great British Bake Off episode, but it could be a North Pole train tour, because those are the episodes I recorded this week, and I recorded one intro all the way, this is a Friday, I recorded all the way back on a Monday, so I don't remember, so... Yeah, you're in for a treat. Could be a biscuits week on Great British Bake Off, or a train ride in a train tour around the North Pole. And that'll be about 45, 55 minutes and go on and on and on too. And then there's thank you. So it's a structure show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I really work hard. I really yearn and I strive. And I really hope this podcast can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a few of the ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. you know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Well, hello, welcome back to the welcome, you were asleep in your bunk. I guess I didn't realize I fell asleep too, so that was nice. Now, as we're really in a really spectacular position here, because if you look out your window at you, and we're having breakfast, some holiday-themed breakfast right at this table here, yeah, come on and hop up, you can pick from the menu and just point to whatever you wish, and we'll have it brought right over. And the train did keep moving all night. We've just stopped it, barely moving now because the sun is rising. And the sun is rising again on another area of the park that is we're really excited about. And you could see that's our wooden roller coaster outside the window. So there's good news, great news, and amazing news about this wooden roller coaster. But particularly looking through the stanchions and watching the sun rise behind it and kind of change the colors of it. And it is painted in that kind of, I'd call it a Tom Sawyer painting a fence, but I don't know that story that well. Kind of color on the stanchions there. But the great news is that this roller coaster is actually built and refurbished from three roller coasters around the globe that unfortunately had, they were resting and their parks were not to be ever returned to operations. And so and Santa said, these people don't deserve coal. And maybe what can we rehab? And so we've been refurbishing what we could and retaining what we can. And the power, some of this lumber is really well handled. And so this coaster was designed. Now, it is influenced by some of the better wooden roller coasters. Now, this is where it takes its inspiration from the past and the future. It is not a traditional wooden roller coaster. If you've been on a more modern one, the track itself is not, so we're using the stanchions, wooden stanchions, but it is a metal track. And it is one of these ones so the roller coaster can roll and loop-de-loop and all sorts of things with just a lap bar and a wooden coaster type train. And it does have the dueling track effects too. And yeah, we visited a lot of parks. We have our ways, particularly Santa just calling and renting the park out for the day is normally how we do it. And then signing NDAs, also being on the, you know, naughty list helps, or staying off it. You see, if any report, you know, if anyone finds out your park was filled with North Pole elves, so that is exciting, and it's just one of their favorite things to do here is just watch the sunrise over that. Isn't that nice and calming? And this section is the carnival section of the park. It is celebrating a winter-style carnival. I don't know if we went here last time, but it is a real part of, really exciting part of the park, in my opinion. We also have, if you move to the left a little bit, a giant pet. We call it the peppermint wheel. It is a Ferris wheel. But you'll notice, and we don't think anyone has done this before, and we know that even the big parks, we think this is a first, and it is based on North Pole technology. But you notice you can only see the top three quarters of the Ferris wheel, correct? That is not due to perspective of where we are. The lower third of the thing is part of a dark ride. And so, the dark ride actually goes through, so the cart comes off and then goes on to the Ferris wheel. And so it's a bit of a interesting thing, because you're not just circling around. And it is one of the largest, if it was freestanding, it would be the largest Ferris wheel in the world. And when you're at the top, you could see beyond the park. You could see many, many mountains. And of course, it's not complete. I realize that. But I'm using my imagination to project what it'll be like one day. But so there's going to be a dark ride that talks about, again, we're going into the kind of layout and some of the actual functioning of the where. No, it doesn't reveal everything about the North Pole, but I know you went on that tour a year or two ago where you got to see some of the living areas and some of the working areas of the North Pole. And so this will kind of go through that, but in a kind of a theme of a day in the life type theme. So there is a story. I can't give too much of it away, but it'll be exciting and it'll be very surprising. I'm sure it'll leak out, but we even will be working. So some people may arrive at the park and they say, oh, didn't realize it was a ride and a Ferris wheel. And the reason we made the Ferris wheel so long is so that you still get the full Ferris wheel experience. We've actually timed other Ferris wheels at parks, at large parks, to say, okay, that is the time that people really start to enjoy that. And it is also a part of the story they may still be working on the story. And they said, well, we can't tell you everything, but they said they could tell me that your expectations will also be subverted in a positive way. So you may think you're going to get on the, there may be other effects that make you think you're starting on the, I don't know if it's a fake out, but so that you're still feeling some sense of surprise. And I would assume some elation when you actually are rising up. I think they would probably do it with the smoothness. I hear this is a very smooth ride, so that you probably wouldn't even, the part where you rise up, you probably won't even realize it till you're already rising up. So I guess I did spoil that part, but you won't know. So you won't know. Like, that's the best part. I could spoil it because you won't know when you're rising up. That's part of the effect built in, is by them doing something to make you think you're rising up. Then you associate those motions with the actual rising up of a Ferris wheel. Because it's just like a little mini, it's a Ferris wheel within a Ferris wheel. Okay, I really spoiled it there. But I couldn't wait. So within the dark ride of a Ferris wheel is a miniature Ferris wheel to give you a little mini thrill, but actually to make you think you're going out, that it's the start of, so, oh, I when I saw the model, I said, wait a second, is that a Ferris wheel within the Ferris wheel ride? And they said, it is. And they said, you're going to go on a Ferris wheel inside of, technically you're not inside, but you're technically on the Ferris wheel ride. And they said, yes, that is true. And I said, well, that is exciting. That is something I'm very, very excited about then. You should still be excited, because again, that's not the only secret of the ride, or two secrets. Those are just the most important ones, probably, that I wasn't supposed to. But, you know, they wouldn't tell me these things if they didn't want it out in the world. Now, another unexpected ride, again, that kind of goes with this carnival theme, is like, oh, so there is super slides. You can kind of see those. Those are actually just traditional super slides. It's kind of painted to be like snow, and they're humongous. They're working on capacity for those things. And it may be changed, but we said, why not have super slides or fun slides? So they're just one, they're still doing tests. So that one is actually a rented one or bought one. Again, we will be building one or multiples of one, and it may be, so the super slides, then you have your drop tower, again, a very standard thing that has been imagined and reimagined, and we're doing the outside inside, which could become, I guess it's, you say, well, then is that repetitive? Because we're also doing it with we're doing it a different way. So I guess that's what I'll say, is that, I can reveal some of the tricks we're doing for you. Because you see four drop towers, right? And you say, okay, that makes sense. Maybe that's for a capacity, that they have four separate drop towers. Wow, the line's going to move really fast. And we say, well, it will move fast because we have a huge capacity. But also the Ferris wheel goes from inside to outside. So this one is kind of the opposite. It goes from outside to inside. And it is not a dark, it is a dark ride, but it's a thrill ride. Of course, it's a drop tower. But it's also so much more, which again, like they use the term story coaster, and you'd see, is this a coaster or not? And we expect this will be in very high demand. And if you were to look closely, if you were some sort of engineer, you'd say, oh, that looks like a drop tower. It's constructed like a drop tower, but I can see that it's actually some sort of track with switches and stuff. So you start outside for a traditional dark ride. I'm counting wrong. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The towers, so you get to go up the tower two different times. Once at the beginning of the ride, you just go, what's a simple tower ride, correct? And you go back, you go up, and then you go back down. But you, of course, go through, you go down. And then, so when you're going down, that's your actual lift hill for the beginning of a ride. And it actually goes through not this land, but the next land that we'll be talking about in a few moments. And the next land is actually in what would be another park, our second gate, if you will, if all this comes to plan. And you go around, then you do some stuff inside, and then you go up the other tower again. You get held up there, you know, for a little free fall action, and then you go back down. Then there's one, you know, then you think it's over again. Then there's one last thrill, of course, and then you exit. So that's exciting. We're also going to have, you know, like, of course, snacking and eating will be a big part of this area. There'll be a carousel. And we don't have a carousel or modeled yet. Again, that is an area of consternation a little bit. So with deciding, again, do we purchase one? Do we purchase pieces or parts? Do we try? Because, like, even Mrs. Kloss was here. She said, after she saw the models for those two different rides we just talked about, she said, well, how many times are you going to reinvent the wheel? Do you need to reinvent the wheel with the carousel? And, you know, we did say no, but we did say, well, no, but. So what I think is going to happen is that there will be some sort of carousel experience. Or this is, again, okay, I guess this is, so it'll be a light-up carousel so that you could experience it during the day or at night in two different ways, or you could just watch it. So it will be a themed music. So I guess the carousel is decided. It's just the construction. This isn't finalized, but it's going to be, how could you say no to these ideas? So the carousel will be its own light show that'll go off at scheduled times. Well, basically at night when people are riding it. And so it'll be themed to music that'll also be piped down to the carousel. That's another thing that's consternation as well. Why can't we have a mechanical music versus recorded music on speakers? And then, like, I guess it was, like, Santa and some of the other, they said, well, we could have both, but you have to actually be able to experience the real being played music. And then I said, what about a real orchestra? And then someone said, every single night. And I said, well, a mechanical orchestra and a real orchestra. Live music, it could be a multitude of things. And they said, okay, we'll put that on the board, because they said you could have, like, a person playing electronic music, and then I said it could be recordings, you know, the live. And they said, wait a second, you might be onto something. That was a dream I had, but I did submit that idea. I think it's a pretty good idea. So when you're on there, though, this is where the engineering is going to be powerful, especially at night, but also during the day. All of the other buildings are surrounding it at a distance and close up. During the day, there's actual animations you'll be able to see that will be moving as you're going on the carousel, if you're paying attention to that. Otherwise, you could just enjoy the park and the people and the daytime music. But at night, it'll be a fully immersive, like, a light show with holiday lights. So, and again, it will have snow, you know, all the effects you would kind of expect. So all the other buildings will have dancing lights themed to the music, very layered and impressive and full of surprises within surprises. And hopefully that they're scheduled to change, you know, so that if you come back a year or two later, you say, wait a second, I didn't know that was going to happen. Whoa, boy. So if you're on the carousel, you could also be enjoying the light show. You're just enjoying it from a different seat, if you will. So that's going to be exciting. I just hope it gets approved, because I said there is some debate about it, or building it from the ground up. So where was I? I was so excited about that carousel. So we're moving away from this area again. And did you know that this train has the lights like that on it? This train will be a part of the show. So that's exciting. You can't see any of that. So we're passing through a little tunnel. We're actually passing through what they call in the we're passing through two, as they call it in the parlance of parks. Two berms, which is exciting. And then we're going to go over now we're going over a bridge, so that pedestrian traffic can cross below us, and of course, again, the kinetic motion. So you're seeing water flowing, all the rules that I don't, you know, I'm not trained in this stuff. I'm a fan, clearly. I'm a guide. But all the water flowing, you have so sculptures and what are those things called? Those mobiles. A lot of those are powered by the sun or the wind. And they're supposed to be symbolic. Some of it's just art, which not always is symbolic, I'm told. But I don't know. So now we're crossing through the other berm, and you're going to feel us going around. Now, this is a big reveal, so that's why it's just dark. But there should be some building music normally. But now you're going to see Well, you would see. It's not there yet. Because, again, another consternation point. But it's going to be, I think it's going to be, because Santa does not want to use the word castle. And they say, well, the castles have already been used in those kind of things in other parks. But it is expected in some sense. Because we said, well, what is it because then some people pitched like an ice something. But what it will be is a place for now to be very large, because sometimes they do these in a way that's just not where. So anyone could stay here that's visiting. It'll be a hotel. And believe it or not, all the hotels will be within the grounds of either of our two parks once it's a full, we reach full build out, as they say. I'm told that. That's why another reason for the three-dimensional buildings. So you might be even staying in fake, I think there's even a hotel in those fake mountains or hotel rooms. But this will be the largest hotel. It's just not decided if it'll be a castle or not. Because we said, well, what else would it be? Just a fancy hotel. No one wants to come to the North Pole. We will have a fancy hotel, so that will be like a fancy hotel, but it'll look like a chalet. But no one wants to, you know, something. And they say, well, can't do modern. But you will have a beautiful vista of it right now, as we kind of curve around. We're at a far distance, and a lot of the elements are going to seem very familiar. That's why there hasn't been. It, well, at least in my mind, because I guess I don't have area of, this will be, the other tour was more patchwork to have surprises, since this is, the park is much earlier on. Yeah, because again, the castle, this one is not as, this is kind of a more unified theme is what they're thinking. And again, the other park was designed first, and then they came up with the idea. Everyone was so happy. They said, well, let's do, we need two parks. We said, well, the first park's not, but of course everybody that was involved said, well, okay, sure. And they said, well, what's the idea here? And it's a total immersion. So this park, you're supposedly, even though it's a fictional immersion into the world of being an elf, which again, the other park was already designed. So we were just kind of, there's no joy of the North Pole was always the unifying theme. Or what would you be joyful to come? What do you expect to do at a park at the North Pole? So we had more of a, or unifying theme might seem disjointed. It's not. Where this one, it is unified. So it, again, there's probably going to be some overlap, but very early stages. So that you can imagine yourself, however you decide, you could imagine yourself as an elf or as a guest of the elves in Santa Claus. And so we have a street. Now, our street's a little bit different in the fact that it'll go to the castle, as they say, but that it's a two-way street. So you can come in through the other park, or you could come in through this train eventually. You could come in through some gondolas, or you could just walk from park to park. And again, we're not masking our influences or anything. We're trying to build upon those. But I do feel a little stuck with this one because it is more, but we say, okay, well, you go to the other parks and it's just kind of expected. You see, there's usually a long street. And this one, one of the differences is we will be working. And again, we have a little bit of a luxury, right? We're a different type of niche. And our funding, we're less accountable to investors. So our funding is much structured much differently. Still has to be sustainable. But we can do a lot of reinvestment so this isn't meant as a criticism or an indictment or anything of other park creations. But so this park will be, okay, so this street will be very, not just themed like you're a guest of an elf or an elf in what will be an idealized central hub of an elven village. And it'll be themed around different, like, now every day, it could be repetitive, things like we say something similar to the Czech phrase, Dobrý den, which I don't know if you know what that means, but it means like, kind of like a good day to you, or more or less, so a lot of like, greeting, and worker performers instead of just workers, and people, almost everybody working in this area and all of the parks will be trained in improvisation and guest satisfaction and boundary setting and assertiveness. And I gotta tell you to just back up to this creation of these parks, and that it is a consternation, is that the excitement of the people that want to be involved in these projects or work at them is one of the more important things for me, because what I've seen is that as our mission at the North Pole has changed over the past 200 years or so, and the balance of reality and myth and actual support, you've probably heard some of the, history reports, like I said, on that night podcast or whatever. Or, those famous soap opera and As the North Pole Turns covered some of it. It fictionalized, but not that, based in the truth of different, how we've tried to adjust. But so that's also left to certain generations, the younger generations, to say, well, I don't know, this is for me. But, maybe I'll do, and this has gotten a lot of people engaged because they say, oh, this is a path, a working past for me, and this would be something I'd really be excited to do. And so we really think that's important. And again, there'll be like a lot of, to get back to this street. And again, it will be familiar. We are heavily influenced, but it'll be from an elven perspective. So there'll be a lot more things you might not expect. So I don't want to talk too much about it, but there's going to be shops, more eateries than shops, and places to sit, so that people feel like there's like this atmosphere of rest combined with motion, so that you could step away from the motion and sit down in that it's almost encouraged. So you'll see there are second stories. This is one thing I can point out. All have balconies. They're all accessible by guests. Now, they usually also include, you know, even if it's a casual, you know, drink or something, and also some common courtesy, we have a way to remind people how long they've been at each table. We call them talking tables, so that the tables themselves are reminding people, like, it'll be funny and it'll be interesting. It may get on people's nerves, and again, they'll have to be properly maintained. But the table will vibrate every once in a while after you've been at a table for 15 minutes. And then after 30 minutes, they'll say, oh, well, I wonder if anybody else wants to look at the view. And it should have some intelligence built in for the time of day and things. And also it'll know, you know, when, you know, like who you are and stuff. That's all part of the park and you're agreeing to visit it. So we'll say, hey, Smith, you know, don't be an agent, Smith. Let somebody else sit down if you're done with your hot cocoa. And here's the other thing. It will actually know how many tables are open in the area, so it won't bother you if there's plenty of open tables. So that's the other thing. It's not just meant to be. It's meant to, you know, assert things. And also to take a little pressure off of the performers. And you could tell the table if you want something. You say, hey, what do you got to, we can use a refill on these hot cocos. And the table will say, let me send it down. And of course, there'll be a lot of show kitchens and those kind of things. Again, heavily influenced by things. And so, okay, so then we'll get to, again, this is a very hub and spoke park. So it's very, again, influenced in the, you'll come to the hotel at the center and you'll start to notice that the hotel even acts as like, I guess you can't see it because it's not built, but it'll also offer, like there'll be spokes of the hotel in some sense, so that'll gradually go into the theming of each separate land. Again, we're using this very standard type model now. And two of the lands I want to cover that we're going to go by in the train, and now we're headed off to the first land to the left. And we don't have a name for this land yet, but it's going to be the land of elven fiction. And so this will celebrate it's a land of adventuring, but of elven adventures. And so we will have some of nothing has been kind of outlined here yet. But that's the goal of this land, is to say, okay, what are our favorite things that are that aren't from the southern world, that we've consumed over generation after generation after generation, not just based on our service to the North Pole and the people of the world. Like the elf and the bear will probably be one thing. They were friends, and they had adventures together in the Great North. Maybe there'll be one about the lonely, you know, the elf, one of the great elves that needed a break, like the loneliest elf or the elf that took a walk. Those are myths that have worked their way down to you, but then they say that was one that kind of the idea said, well, does anybody really want to hear about that? And we say, well, if we tell well told or whatever, then yeah, people want to hear about it if it makes them feel good. And they say, well, what kind of adventure is just walking around thinking about stuff? We said, okay, well, maybe not that particular tale then. We do plan. Now, this is, again, a little bit harder because of the popularity of a new snow person. But we would like to have some sort of snow person show or Snowperson show and shop restaurant together is kind of the model we're looking at, where paying would be optional, or seating, there'd be seating, restaurant seating and viewing seating. Because then they said, well, how many jokes could we write if we serve snow cones, you know, and baked Alaska? They said, what about baked? And I said, isn't that mashed, like dessert mashed potatoes or something, baked Alaska? I've never had it. And everyone said, well, I don't know either. But that's another thing. So that could be, that's a little bit closer to that. And again, because some of our myths have been used already, you say, oh, do we need something about some sort of mysterious being? You know, we have those too from your myths, but we call them humans, where you people call them, you know, Sasquatches or Yetis or whatever. So we think that it could be really exciting, like having a couple, maybe youth elves that adventure out into the human world and get caught up in the big city. Like, and they say, well, it's a big city. We don't like that. And we say, well, what about the big cities? So that is like a turning point right now where there's some discussions going on. Maybe that's two separate attractions then. Because then maybe we could have these youthful, that could be in a ride, like a story. They say, okay, so we have a story, like two youth or three youth, elf youth. And they say, maybe, and again, maybe some of this I'm recording so I could pitch it later. But I say, what, I think this is an idea. This hasn't, so we take the kind of lonely elf that took a walk, but we make it more palatable. Kind of cloak the subtext in a couple of kids out there that go to, and maybe they don't just go to the city. They have adventures in the human world. They learn lessons, but it's a thrill with rising stakes and all that. And then we do one where we do visit some of the human cities, I don't know what that would be either, but those could be adventures. But of course, we want to have some very elf, no human, you know, stuff without you humans in there. So yeah, that's something we're having trouble figuring out. And then having to figure it out without it being where people would come and say, well, this is a total copy of other parks. Because we want to have, you see, well, this is limiting because we want to have boat rides too. I mean, our other park, we say, okay, even though that's not as unified, we think we've got something that's different and is plused most things. No offense, you know. But that one, we were kind of, you know, jumping without looking and saying, and more from of like, so this has been tough. This is a tough design. So, but that's one land we're working on. Is the land of kind of elven fiction or elven myth. Again, we could take it in another direction, just go straight into the mythological stuff. And so that's one land. And then the other land that we're now we've been driving through where you couldn't see anything because they actually haven't even finalized some of the other parts of the park, the other lands. Because again, we say, well, let's just focus. This is like our blue sky area, but let's make the best first park we can. I don't know. You know, elves, we have big ideas. That's how, you know, that's how the presents get delivered. Big ideas, small, but important, small would work is something somebody once said. But this, as you're going to see, is very familiar. It's also familiar spots. And again, Santa says, well, maybe they'll see it as a tribute. And I say, Santa, mega corporations don't see things as anything. Can't put them on the naughty list either. But this, I think Santa's just profoundly impacted. You know, he is a human being like the rest of you, which is a good thing. Good thing. I'm not judging. But this will be the future of Christmas's future. Then they say, well, is that too Dickensian? But then they said, do you want to do a Dickensian? And we said, no, this is an elven park. This will be the future of elves. Now, one of the things that, again, we said, now we don't have, we're still very early on the planning block here. But we also talk about the emotions, just like it kind of hinted at it in the other park, is, okay, when elves think about the future, or people think about the future, it stirs strong feelings. So can those strong feelings be some of the building blocks, the foundation, if you will, of this elven land of tomorrow, or the Christmas tomorrow? And what if those strong feelings influence what is built upon it? So that would be like, what is our theme? What are we building here? And this is not unknown at this time. And we say, oh boy, well, that's a thing. Like, it's unknown at this time. And then you say, okay, well, what does it mean to build something when you're from a place of not knowing, when you know you got to build something? We all had a hearty har-har at that, at the old thing, you know, and, you know, Santa's bowl full of jelly laughed with it. And said, well, this is interesting. So what is the future of Christmas? And everyone looks around and they say, well, like, the future is tomorrow, today, the work we have to do today, and then the work we're planning on doing tomorrow. And then after that, but we, you know, we do plan for the long term around here, as well as focusing on the present. But of course, the future is always changing. And we've just seen it as like, this is a tough subject to tackle unless you're constantly updating stuff, or again, you have this vision, or you're agreed upon. Why are we doing it? Because we want it to be fun. Okay. Fun springing out of these feelings of not knowing and uncertainty, though. So how do you have joy in that? And then what would be the unifying theme for that? And they said, well, what about like going into the future together? And we went down that one for a while, more instead of like in the planning, just like of like idea sharing. So, okay, well, if it was going into the future together elves and humans, together Northpolians or North Poles and, you know, humans that are invested in that, going into the future together as an entire planet and, you know, interrelated species. And then this is, okay, but how do we do that without being like whatever that is? Is that didactic, or what's the other word where you're teaching something? Pedagogic? I don't know. Like, is there a way to do that other than, you know, it's like, okay, let's sketch out ideas. But it was like holding hands. We said, okay, holding hands. And then, so it's really like a strange alley to go on. We said, going into the future together. And then we talked about that. And then everyone said, well, that brings up like, love. And then love friendship, love of lovers, love of family, love of your work. So I don't know. We're really digging deep to try to figure out, okay, well, what was it, like, how do we, of course, there's excitement, you know, around the bolts and the nuts of things. We want to have some sort of exciting ride. Want to have some sort of ride that kind of showcase, you know, another dark ride with surprises, like an unexpected one. Want to have one or two rides that everyone could go on together. And then, like, some sort of atmosphere that supports that, because, you know, shops and snacks and those kind of things. But we're like, okay, well, what is the future? We don't know. So we say, okay, well, the future is remaining relevant. Then what does that mean? And say, well, it means I want to hold somebody's hand. I got to stay relevant. Well, that means hard work and planning. And we say, okay, well, that isn't exciting either. And then we say, is there anything cool about any of this stuff that says, ooh, like lasers and shiny stuff? And all of us just sat there and scratched our heads. And then, again, we went to the thing of, like, what would you say is, like, at the other parks, their vision of the future. And we say, well, at the one park, it's like, the future's fun. Is there another way to describe it? It's not sleek anymore. A little bit sleek and fun and goofy. Okay. What about some of the other places? Well, the future's like, this is fiction of the future. Or is this, you're being immersed in this world. It's, and you say, the future's modern. Okay, well, that's kind of true and kind of untrue, or visions of the future. None of those kind of work for us. So I guess I'm saying, well, like, and I guess it just brings up, like, feelings of, like, the future of the North Pole tours, because I'm just still working on giving these, but also trying to stay involved in the parks. And, but they say, okay, well, so I think that's all we've agreed on for this future part of the park, is that the foundation is the feelings. Then coming from the feelings is the idea. This is the only things that remained on the board, holding hands and together. So it was like, well, how do we build a modern version or a modern thing of the North Pole? And then, I will tell you just one idea, but again, we've already got attractions like this in the construction phase. But one thing would be, that we think would be cool, would be to, like, for the, because I get, we're almost, our train, it can only go so slow, we got to park at the station soon. But one of the things I think would be cool that we did talk about, because everybody said, well, we got to have some sort of, exciting attraction. And maybe this is where, and maybe, because we said, well, we already have a sleigh attraction at the other park, so we can't have one at this park. And then we said, why? It's two separate parks. And then they said, okay, well, what is your idea for the sleigh attraction? We said, well, what if there's like this idea of the future together, but with the past is like some sort of thing we go on where it's a generational thing, whether it's coworkers or family members. And the kind of cue introduces a story of that they were like, North Poles, elves that are, one had worked on, two or three type sleighs ago, or maybe they're communicating from the past somehow, or maybe they're imbued in the attraction, I don't know. And they're like, this was the last great model of, the Santa sleigh, and it enabled us to go, because there is differences in the designs of the sleigh. And there was a time just like in the Southern world where it was like, the muscle, Santa wanted a muscle sleigh with power and speed and then some agility to get everything done. So they say, well, this was the good old days when we had this powerful sleigh. And then the other more modern, but they're going together, right? It's playful. And they're saying, well, we have this sleigh, that's we're working on for the future. Or maybe there's three. There's the current version of the sleigh. And then you could kind of explain the technology again that could be explained. And then they can't, maybe they say, like, yeah, maybe that's it. The third element is together. So, or maybe it's like, so, okay, so I think we have it. So then there's a trickster. Maybe there's a trickster. We do have a trickster god here, and that's not Santa Claus. Maybe there's a trickster type god or type figure that is the future person. I don't know if that's too much, but so the two intergenerational people are kind of having a back and forth. They say, well, our sleigh is more modern, uses less energy, more sustainable, better for the world. But yes, it's less powerful, but it's more efficient. And actually, the efficiency makes up for the power over time. And then you get to ride each one, or so, somehow you ride each one, or you go, they say, but they couldn't win a race. So it might be that this person's, they're both fixated on which one's the best. And then there's this hybrid future model they're working on. I don't know. It'd be interesting if there's a race. I don't know if that would work, though, if you got to choose, because you would probably go, like the guests would probably go on the third model. So that'd be interesting. But then that it becomes some sort of pickle that we get in that we all have to solve together by, like, hook. Yeah, I guess that would work. We hook all three sleighs together. So we're almost there. Thank you for your help with that. I think that gets us, like, part way to our, at least our attraction, our big headliner in this part of the park would be, yes, solving the problems of the past and in the present. Sure, we're individuals. Our egos get in the way. And what is the technology of the future? How do we get there together? And, you know, I don't know. So we're almost there. Thank you for, I see you fell asleep again. That's nice. You might be resting. We have a long journey home, so get comfortable. Feel the rocking of the train as it gently rocks you off to dreamland. It's been so pleasant to have you join us tonight on this tour. And I hope you have a wonderful season and enjoy your holidays, however you celebrate them. You could always come back and come on this train any time of the year, but even this time of the year, and rest well from all of us at the North Pole and from that Southern Sleep podcast. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the podcast recently on Apple Podcasts. Rose says, compassion and empathy brain. I've listened to the podcast in the past, sporadically in the past, but recently subscribed because life is gesturing vaguely and sighing dramatically. Scooter's kindness and compassion are what really helped comfort me to sleep. More so than the boringness. Honestly, pointless meanders are an art form. The show may not be for everyone, but it is for me, and I'm grateful. Thank you. This is from Lemon, Dr. Reviewer Lemon. Scooter rocks. I'm not Scooter's target audience. I'm under 13, and I listen to Sleep With Me every night, half for a couple of years. I have anxiety and insomnia, and Sleep With Me is actually the only thing that puts me to sleep. I can't describe how much Sleep With Me has helped me. If I were older, I would support a sponsor, Scooter. You rock. Thank you, Dr. Reviewer Lemons. I love you, Legos. It says it's great. Love the Ray episodes and all intros and Scooter's meanders and droning. It puts me to sleep before the story. And finally, Becca says, not all heroes wear capes. I'm broke as a joker. I'd absolutely pay for this free show. Public service, Scooter isn't for everyone. But he sure sends me off into the void, even when my anxiety thinks it's got a grip on my consciousness. I've listened to Sleep With Me when needed over the past few years, and it doesn't disappoint. You know, not everybody in my life gets it, but nothing sends me off to snooze town like my guy Scoots. Real legend. Thanks, buddy. So thanks, everybody who reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts or spreads the word about the podcast or supports the sponsors who supports the show. That's how we're able to be here for you on a regular basis. And here's a little bit more about our referral program. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in the, my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, yeah, like that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, yeah, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, or, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these, messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.